Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A week is a long time in politics, is an idiom that must have resonated with our President Cyril Ramaphosa when last week the Constitutional Court ruled that Parliament acted unconstitutionally by blocking the 2022 Parler scandal. What are the implications of this? There is no better person to discuss this with political analyst, veteran journalist and author John Maddison. John, thank you so much for being my guest.
Good to be with you.
John, what are the immediate implications of the ruling?
I think the immediate implications are less than most of the media have suggested. Of course, it's definitely brought more uncertainty. But it seems to me that when you look at the ruling, it's not about corruption. It's about the parliamentary process. In other words, they haven't said President Ramaphosa did anything wrong. They've said the parliament did something wrong by not holding an impeachment, setting up an impeachment committee. So all that happens now is they proceed with that. But at the same time, President Ramaphosa is now free to challenge and is challenging the panel report on which it's based. So we're in for a lot more uncertainty, but I don't see an immediate resolution.
If there was an impeachment process to take place, what would happen?
Well, I think the one thing we know about it is it would be bad for the ANC in an election year. We've got elections in November this year. The ANC is on the back foot in Johannesburg, Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, eThekwini. All of those things get worse for the ANC because it's going to be wall-to-wall television reports, and they'll cover it. The TV channels will cover it live on air, and all it produces is more talk about corruption or bad behavior in the ANC. But beyond that, I'm not convinced, because in the end, an impeachment case goes to politicians to decide it in the National Assembly. And for an impeachment to succeed, they need 2/3 of the vote. And the ANC has more than 1/3, which is all they need to block it. They've got 40%. It's 159 seats out of 400. There are defections among ANC MPs in some number, he survives impeachment.
And what about a no-confidence vote?
A no-confidence vote technically puts him at more risk because you only need 50% plus one to beat him. But the no-confidence motions are being brought by Mkhonto-we-Sizwe party and EFF and other little parties. Now, if they bring a no-confidence vote, it's hard for me to see the DA voting with them to bring down the president. And then, frankly, politics really can't be excluded from the calculation. Do the DA want to see Ramaphosa fall and maybe Paul Mashatile become president and maybe get in bed with EFF and Mkhonto-we-Sizwe? John Steenhuisen calls the doomsday coalition. I don't think so. So I think, the DA have taken the position that they're making a constitutional ethical stand. They will be guided by the constitution. But within that, they can fully freely say, look, well, the constitution provides for an impeachment process. We will not impede the impeachment process. We'll take part in it very carefully and seriously. So there's no need for a no-confidence motion now while that process is proceeding.
It's going to be very interesting how it plays out. Do you think that depending on what happens, voters will either reward or punish political parties in the upcoming elections? Or maybe we should just say, what are the timeframes first of whatever happens next happens?
Well, the timeframes of the cases depend on the courts. They're going to argue that it's urgent, and the President Ramaphosa is now challenging the panel vote the panel report that started this whole ball rolling. It's hard to say how that goes, how fast that goes, but it's reasonable to assume, if you look at the way our courts work, that we're going to spend a good chunk of this year. Look, it's already May. The elections are in November, beginning of November. It's not very far away. There's the news media are going to be wall to wall covering every move that happens around this the Pala-Pala issue. There'll be more talks about the couches and the money in the couches, and more memes and comedic stuff on the air as long as it goes on. And that's got to be bad for the ANC. I mean, the ANC already has a bad year. I can't see how this doesn't make it worse.
But in terms of a no confidence or impeachment, are you saying it won't happen before the elections take place?
Oh, no, the no confidence vote, if the Speaker allows it to go forward, that could come very, very soon. But I think that without the DA vote, they can't win. As long as the ANC and the DA vote together, the no confidence vote fails. And as I said to you, I'm guessing that the DA will say this is not the time to bring it. We'll vote against it because we need time for the impeachment process to proceed. And that's going to take months and months.
Because I can't help wondering how this will impact our local elections. Will people be more nervous to vote DA if they know that the DA are going to support what has been portrayed as a corrupt president or a president that's facing corruption charges?
I think that, Charisse, that may happen at the margins, but I think overall the culprit in this case is the ANC. And nobody's saying the DA put money in couches. It was the president of the ANC who had money in couches, hundreds of thousands of US dollars. So I think the brunt of the attack is going to be on the ANC, inevitably.
So what would the implications be for the general GNU?
I think very little in the short term. When it comes to next year, when the ANC has its Congress, elective Congress, and so on, then things get heated up. And once we have a clearer idea of who's going to win the presidency after Cyril Ramaphosa, all of that is in question. I mean, Paul Mashatile seems to be the top candidate, but he's not very popular in the ANC either. So, there's talk about bringing Patrice Motsepe in. There's polling that suggests he'd be very popular, both in the ANC and in the country. But on the other hand, many in the ANC insiders who will be doing that voting will not be so keen on Patrice Motsepe. He's not an old-style ANC person. He's a businessman. He's associated with white businessmen. So it's all up in the air. We really don't know who's going to be the next president. And as long as that's the case, I think the GNU ticks along.
In terms, let's just go back to the ANC and you talk about how last week when the news broke, people were talking about Cyril probably having to resign. Yes. 1 week later, he seems more firmly in his position and well-respected than what we had imagined. Is that your impression as well?
Definitely. I think people jump to conclusions. They saw the bad news, and quite a lot of reporters and commentators said, oh, he's finished, it's all over. Now, look, there were some of them were senior people whose views I respect, but so maybe I'm wrong, but right now I don't see a rush to get rid of him. The ANC NEC had a meeting this week. They decided to back him. For the moment, there's no urgency from the ANC's part. And remember, the ANC has a lot to lose if they back him. You see, even people who may not love Cyril Ramaphosa in the ANC, they check the polling, the people in Luthuli House, they check the opinion polls, and they know that Cyril Ramaphosa is their biggest asset. Even now, I think the asset's getting smaller, it's getting devalued, but he's still their biggest asset in elections right now. So I don't think people just suddenly turn on him and chuck him out overnight.
And in terms of the presidential elections coming up, when do you think it's going to be one of those conferences where there's such big internal fighting within the ANC? Or do you think there will be a succession plan in place?
Succession plan, I think, would be ambitious. But I do think that, look, in past ANC congresses, money changed hands. There was a lot of backroom dealing. I have to assume that'll take place again. Quite a lot of the polling people think, the polling people who polled Patrice Motsepe say he's got a good chance. But people who sort of talk to people inside the ANC say, no, he's just not one of us enough. He's a business person who happens to have the money to go and fight for power. So I think it's wide open now, and really wide open.
Sure, it's absolutely fascinating. Unfortunately, we have to end here, but John, I hope you will be my guest again as we head towards the elections. And in South Africa, anything is possible, and things change so quickly that I'd really appreciate your insight.
Oh, happy to do it. Happy to do it anytime.
Thank you very much. That was John Mattison, and we were talking about the implications of the court ruling last week.